This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. November 1st, that's when the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says states should prepare for a coronavirus vaccine. November 1st is also 2 days before the presidential election. The McClatchy News Service was the first to report that the CDC had sent out a four-page memo on August 27th for health departments to draft vaccination plans by October 1st. Plans would need to coincide with the earliest possible release of a COVID-19 vaccine. The CDC memo said healthcare professionals, employees of long-term care facilities, and other essential workers should receive initial priority for a possible new vaccine. As United States health officials make plans, researchers across the world are scrambling to develop a vaccine, too. 170 candidates are being tracked by the World Health Organization. Scientists are expressing confidence that effective vaccines will be developed, and much sooner than anyone could have hoped. More than 170 countries are participating in negotiations overseen by the WHO and involving the Vaccine Alliance. The U.S. has declined to participate in the initiative, partly because it is led by the WHO, which the Trump administration accuses of mishandling the outbreak in the first place. U.S. President Donald Trump traveled to the city of Kenosha, Wisconsin on Tuesday. Now his presidential opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden, will visit Thursday. Biden will hold a community meeting focusing on healing in Kenosha. President Trump walked along the streets where buildings were damaged or destroyed during civil unrest spawned by a white officer shooting a black man. Read our full coverage of the visits on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.